Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information Sunday continues on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
KMOX News Time, 8:21. It's time for our weekly edition of Who is George Following? Yes, I am an admitted Twitter addict. I like to take this time every week to find a good follow, somebody that I follow, somebody whose tweets I read regularly and share them with you by getting them on the air. This morning, no different. Jim the Cat Hayes from Fox Sports Midwest. If you are a sports fan, you know Jim's face and voice. Jim, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me on. I thought you were doing good Twitter follows, and that's why I was surprised for the invite.
You're one of the best. Come on. I mean, anytime that you can punch up someone's face page and see them doing an interview with a major league ball player wearing a surgical mask, you got to like that.
I do kind of like that. That's on my, I don't even know, what is that, my profile page? But it's Colton Wong, who had the flu, and he was just recovering, and I thought it'd be funny if I wore a surgical mask. And if you look at the photo, you can tell that Colton didn't find it amusing.
That's the hard part about humor sometimes, is not everybody gets it.
that's what I do on Twitter. Like, first of all, I try to do things that I think are funny, and I realize 99% of the population doesn't find it funny. But sometimes I just do things because I think it's funny, and I like doing it. And I'm just hoping people are patient with me and overlook some of my my lack of sense of humor.
Now, your sense of humor really goes to your relationship with the players. And this is something I wanted to dig in on with you a little bit. This goes back into just old school journalism and the advantage of working a beat. You get to know the people that you're covering. There is a clear relationship between you and these ball players, somewhat based, I think, in your sense of humor that you just don't see anywhere else. What's the secret behind that?
I don't know if it's a secret. I try to treat people well. And with the players, you know, I'm an old guy. I'm 56, probably going on 80. And they're young guys. But I try to let them know that I'm not just there to grab an interview. So when they see me, they automatically think I want some. To me, that's a key. Like, I go around the room and just talk, you know, and talk to them about this or that. So when they see me coming, it might be just to chit-chat. And I try to, you know, treat them as people that, you know, like work friends. Like, you don't want to be buddies with these guys. I have a job to do. And when the team's in a bad stretch, you know, you have to explain that they're in a bad stretch. You can't sugarcoat it, though we get accused of that on Twitter all the time. But for me, it's you get to know them as people, and you don't only talk to them when you need something. And the relationship, you know, is a kind of a long-term thing throughout the season, because you're going to be interviewing the same guys a bunch of different times. So you try to do it in a way that isn't going to make them feel like they're just a guy that you want to stick a mic in the face and ask them why they gave up the 3-run homer.
And you do find different topics. I'm gonna offer you an on-air thank you, by the way, for your pregame show interview with Adam Wainwright the other day. And the reason I thank you for this is you asked him the very unusual question about attending cotillion when he was in middle school. And you were kind enough to ask him this question 3 days before my 13-year-old son was having to attend a cotillion in Kirkwood. And you gave it a cool factor. Tell me about those kinds of conversations with these guys.
Well, here's the thing. Like, first, Waino, because he's been up and down in the latter part of his career, realizes he has self-awareness that fans have heard him say after, a good start. Okay, I'm locked in. I know it now. And then the next one isn't good. And he's trying to find it. And he's been very good overall this year. So he didn't want to do the same thing of talking too much pitching. So he told me, I do this, we're not doing any more interviews for the rest of the year. And I go, because he hasn't done a lot of sit-downs, you know, one-on-ones before games. He'll talk after all the time. And so I blew that off as, okay, we'll revisit that later. But I did want to get a couple shots at him, and one of them was from a piece that Derek Gould wrote about Mother's Day and how some of the Cardinal players' moms have gotten them to this point. And it was really just a line in the story. There wasn't a lot about it, about Cotillion. And I was like, I don't know about this, but I'm going to look at see what this is, because it sounds awful fancy for Adam Wainwright. And then when you realize that it includes table manners and ballroom dancing, this is something that needs to be explored.
And he explored it wonderfully. Like I said, it really it gave a little bit of cool factor. I showed my son the video, so he enjoyed that, and that became the talk amongst the kids at the Cotillion on Friday night. So that was nice. That was good stuff, and we thank you for that. Another relationship that you've forged over the years to show that this is not just about current players. I also see on here that down in Texas, where you are not this weekend, you're here. You got a weekend off, by the way. Congratulations!
Well, I'm gonna be in studio today, okay. But I did come off the road, which is a nice break now and again. I got a 10-year-old son myself, so I like to see him once in a while.
Right. I saw former Cardinal Lance Lynn calling you out for ducking him from Texas.
Yeah. So apparently, Lance Lynn took shots at me on television and radio. He did it on KMOX too, according to Klaibs. Lance Lynn is one of the guys that's what I'm talking about. Like, you get to know them a little. So I got to know Lance when he was here, because when he first started doing his post game news conferences with his one word answers and a look of anger, I realized, I think that's just shtick for him. I think that's his own parody of what a post game should be. And so the more he did it, the more I was the one that would ask a follow-up just to get a reaction. And I think fans got to see that he was really just having fun. He wasn't a crazy man. And then we've done interviews over the years where he did one in a camel suit, and he's, talked about stuff you would never think Lance Lynn would talk. So we did sort of establish a relationship. And to be honest with you, I keep it up. Like, I'll text him once in a while, or he'll text me about something. I told him I'm not coming to Texas. And he said that I would be paying a price because he's going to kill me to the other media. And that's what he did.
All right. Jim, I'll tell you what, we're running up against a break, but I'm having fun and I haven't gotten to ask you about the Blues yet. Can you hang around for another segment?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, KMOX News Time is 8:28. We will be back with more Jim Hayes in just a few minutes.
The St. Louis Blues, the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
How tough is this? This is Stanley Cup Playoffs, and just got to move forward. You got to live in the present moment.
The Blues, the Sharks, and Game 5 of the Western Conference Final this afternoon. Pre-game 1:30, the puck drops at 2, and you can hear the game on Y98FM, streaming on radio.com and KMOX.com.
KMOX News Time, 8:35, back with one of my favorite Twitter follows anywhere, Jim Hayes. You can follow him at the Cat on Fox on Twitter, Jim with Fox Sports Midwest. And Jim, that Blues music gets us going here. I know you're a baseball guy, but you do a little hockey here and there as well. How fun has this ride been?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it goes to show you that you can't always be prisoner of the moment, and when things are going bad, say, sell, this team's awful, because they were awful. But everyone knew going into the season they had talent, and then they make a coaching change. They find a goalie who has eliminated the softies for the most part, and they go on a tear that's unlike anything I've ever seen. And it's been fun watching, although I use a defibrillator. I hope I'm saying that right, but I keep one on my couch when I'm watching Blues hockey, because that's about as exciting as you can find anywhere.
Those end of games are starting to kill me in the playoffs. They have been, this was a stat I heard the other day from our Amy Mark scores. They have now had 14 minutes of ice time in this playoff where the other team's net has been empty and they have not scored a goal into the empty net. I mean, that's going to be a heart attack.
Yeah, I saw that. I think there's there is a strategy between trying to control the puck and make sure you get a decent shot on an open net and just flying it down there and having, the possession come back to the other end. So I get it. Sometimes it's just bad luck. But the way the Blues have played, it's really hard to second guess anything. I think Craig Berube said it to his team in the locker room, and it's a word that I think best describes them: relentless. They just don't stop. And just when you think maybe they're going to exhale, they don't, and they get back on track and they play. And you know, there are times where it looks like San Jose might be the better team, but it just seems to me that the Blues just don't stop. They don't stop, and I think that wears out no matter who they play.
Do you find yourself struggling to try to keep up? You're going to be sitting in a studio this afternoon doing Cardinals. Are you going to have an extra monitor on someplace? And like when you're at the stadium, do you find yourself watching it on your phone?
Okay, yes, but let's keep that between us. You know, like when I'm on the road and there's a Blues game, yeah, we have the Fox Sports Go app. There's other ways to watch games up other apps, and yeah, I have to keep an eye on the Blues. And I think most of our crew, you know, all of us at Fox Midwest, we love the Cardinals. We also love the Blues. And in studio, we have a couple of monitors up there that when we're watching the Cardinals game, we'll probably have the sound off on the Blues game, but we'll be keeping an eye on it. And I want Cardinal fans to know that they will still get great pre and post game Cardinal coverage today on Fox Sports Midwest. But yes, the people doing them, doing those shows will be watching Blues hockey also.
And the Cardinals are even paying attention. The relationship is interesting to me between some of the Cardinals players and their support for the Blues and vice versa. What has that been like to observe as a guy who's kind of on the inside?
It's fun because the Cardinals' support of the Blues is real. I mean, you can't get Yachty to say two words on some days. I mean, he's at the Blues game going, "Let's go Blues." I talked to Cole Wong, Jose Martinez, guys who go to Blues games, and they absolutely love it. Martinez is just kind of learning Blues hockey, but he said he hadn't seen anything like it. And by the same token, you know, at Cardinal games, just the other day, just a couple guys on their own, Perron and Bozak, just went as fans. And it's funny when you see Perron standing in line at the concessions, you know, to get his family some food. And, you know, to be honest, he had just shorts, some sunglasses. People didn't give him a second look, but they just wanted to be there to watch a little Cardinal baseball. So that Team STL stuff is real, because both teams are fan of the other guys. There's no question.
I really was wondering in the last series when you saw Ezekiel Elliott in the stands in Dallas at the Stars-Blues game, and he was not wearing any kind of identifying fan gear. And I think the Dallas people were all, even the NBC folks, were assuming he was there rooting on the Stars. I was wondering if he was kind of quietly pulling for the Blues in Dallas.
I sure hope so, because I'll be honest with you. Like, I get it that if you're playing in a city, you want to be a fan of that team. But there are times, like, Keith Tkachuk is St. Louis. I mean, he could have lived everywhere. He still lives in St. Louis. His kids are obviously, you know, bona fide NHL guys. But, you know, he grew up outside Boston, so he loves the Red Sox. And I was like, keep that to yourself. You know, like, that's fine, but we don't want to know about that. But you have to understand that, you know, sometimes people root for other teams. But I do tell Cardinal players that are big fans of, you know, another hockey team based on where they grew up, that they probably want to keep that to themselves.
Jim the Cat Hayes, always providing advice, a mentor to these young men wearing St. Louis Cardinals uniforms.
And I also, try. I try. It doesn't always work.
And I should also add one of the great Twitter followers. He's at the Cat on Fox. Jim, thank you so much for taking all this time with us on KMOX this morning. We'll be looking out for you on Fox Sports Midwest this afternoon.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you, sir. I enjoyed it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.